Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Salvation comes through believing in Jesus Christ, not in seeing him. Belief, or faith, is both created and sustained by the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus sends. And the Holy Spirit creates and sustains faith through visible, tangible means, through word and sacrament ministry. So is the direction of today's sermon as drawn from the text. Do you think that trusting Jesus and following him would be easier if he were here? Do you think that you are at a disadvantage with Jesus Christ because you don't see him? Faith is required of us to believe in things not seen, and to act and to structure our lives accordingly. Do you think that sight is better than faith? Should I do this or that? Oh, if I could only see Jesus and ask him, he would tell me what I should do, and I would understand, and I would readily obey. Not so. It is telling that Jesus' own disciples had a famously weak and vacillating faith precisely when Jesus was with them. It wasn't until he sent them his Holy Spirit that they believed that his death had won forgiveness and given peace. And it wasn't until Pentecost that they preached the gospel for the first time after receiving the Spirit and lived and died in witness to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So Jesus says to them on the night of his arrest, "But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." The Helper is the Holy Spirit. And here is how he helps. He will guide you into all truth. It is the Holy Spirit who gives you faith to believe things unseen. And this faith believes them to be real and true. It treasures them and adores the mysteries of Christ. Faith relies upon Christ, trusts his words, and provokes the believer to structure his whole life around what he commands and promises. To those whom God calls, Christ equips them through the work of the Holy Spirit. Through this Spirit, he gives you spiritual sight. A sight that depends not upon eyes, but solely on faith. Now, some say, in the modern era especially, they don't have faith because now they have science. Well, that's just not true. Even in matters of science, seeing is not required for believing. In other words, even science demands a sort of worldly faith. A month or so ago, a physicist recorded the first actual image of a black hole. For the first time, physicists could see with their own eyes what they had only known about theoretically. But here's the most interesting thing as I was hearing the news. I hadn't heard of anyone, up to that point, disclaiming the existence of black holes. No scientist in the last century or so had seriously doubted the existence of black holes before they saw one. And yet, all sorts of science had been based around it enough for them to believe. Physicists believed in black holes before they could see them. Historians believed that Julius Caesar existed and did the things recorded about him. And people believe Jesus Christ existed even though they have never seen him. But that is a natural faith, a worldly faith, not spiritual. Spiritual faith is different. It's what causes us to believe that Jesus is still living and still active in the church today. It causes us to trust him with our sins and to trust him for our salvation. The Holy Spirit encourages us to listen to Jesus' words and to obey his commands. The Spirit, whom Christ sends, compels us so that we would rather die and lose everything we have rather than lose the grace of God given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so Jesus says to those who have been clinging to him with their eyes that there is a better way. He will remove himself from their sight, but will send them the Holy Spirit, who will guide them in all truth. Oh, the Holy Spirit, he will not take over Jesus' role or be some new dispensation or orientation to God. The Holy Spirit will reveal the truth of what Christ has taught to hearts who hear the word and will give them conviction about what he has already said to them. The Spirit will cause them to cling to the invisible Jesus more fervently than their eyes would formerly allow. And though the Spirit himself is invisible, the Spirit is sent to work invisible things, through visible things. Now, these visible things are called the means of grace. Better yet, we might call them the means of the Holy Spirit. Don't think that because the Spirit is invisible that we cannot find him or trust him to be in predictable places. Whenever a called and ordained servant of Christ opens his mouth to preach the scriptures or to forgive or retain sins, the Holy Spirit is working. Whenever water is applied to anyone in the triune name, the Holy Spirit is convicting the world, making the sinner righteous, and judging the devil. Whenever bread and wine are given according to Christ's words, the Holy Spirit creates spiritual food in Christ's body and blood for forgiveness. Someone might say, I already have faith. I don't need the means of grace. I don't need to hear a pastor preach and teach. I don't need to eat and drink Christ's body and blood very often because I already believe and I'm fine with that. But what they fail to understand is that faith must be fed or it will die. Faith must be fed or it will die. And it must be fed not by the world, but by the Holy Spirit, where and when and in the way Christ sends him. The means of grace that Christ instituted are your spiritual, spirit-giving, faith-sustaining food. And just as our gracious and bountiful God gave different foods to nourish the body, meats and vegetables and grains, so too he gives preaching absolution, baptism, holy communion, all of these different means of his varied grace for a well-balanced salvation and a measure of his Spirit for you. Jesus sends his Holy Spirit through preaching and the sacraments, and every Sunday he holds a feast. Do you have faith right now? You do well. Many have had faith only to lose it and to die in their sins. Let anyone who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. We have faith, and faith is fed by the Holy Spirit who comes in word and sacrament. And Christ promises that this feeding is not merely physical, but a spiritual food, served up by Christ and carried out in the Spirit of truth whom he has sent. And through ministers, one such of whom was Peter, to whom he said, "Do you love me? Then feed my sheep." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God which passes our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.